Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the local review body. Can I suggest, as we did at the planning committee, we cut to item 5.1, which is the election of a chair. If I could have nominations, please.
Move Councillor Emery.
And do we have a seconder for Councillor Emery? Councillor Mulligan? Yep. Any other nominations? Councillor Baird?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cassidy.
Okay. And do you have a seconder? Councillor Alexander? Yeah. Okay. So take it in motion first. So nomination for Councillor Emery, please show. 2, 3, 4, 5. And for Councillor Cassidy, 2. Councillor Emery?
Thank you very much indeed, and can I just welcome everybody to the local review body. I hope you find it interesting, I'm sure you will. Part of the rationale about going out on the site visits before we deal with these particular appeals is you actually see for yourself on site, as opposed to just looking at a plan. And sometimes looking at a site is completely different from what you would see as in a plan and depending on how the officers present it as well. Thank you. Okay, the order of business is...
is as printed in the agenda, Chair. We've tabled a missing page from the case officer report in relation to the final item. And also, can I just intimate apologies on behalf of Councillor Smale?
Okay, right, thanks very much. Declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? Can I remind members that they can declare interest on any of the items that are on the agenda? Okay, there's no minutes of the previous meeting, so that takes us on to 5.2, which is the overview. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to advise the local review body of the arrangements for the determination of local reviews by the local review body. Where an application for planning permission has been refused by an appointed officer or granted permission subject to conditions or has not been determined within the prescribed period but is of a class of application that falls within the scope of the scheme of delegation, the applicant may submit a notice of review requiring the planning authority's local review body to review the application. What you'll find in general practice is where local developments, either people proposing to extend their house, change the use of a shop, maybe if they get refused planning permission, they'll effectively appeal it or submit a review to this body for consideration. In reviewing the application, the most relevant papers are contained within the agenda papers. The complete case file includes all the documents related to an application, but this is an electronic case file which is available online. In moving forward, the local review body may wish to consider having additional information provided in paper format, which can be arranged. For example, historically, we used to have copies of the relevant development plan policies and submitted representations included in the paperwork. But we found, I think, on a number of occasions, the agenda was quite sizable, so producing the volume of paper, it was suggested that we maybe manage without those. But again, we can adjust that depending on what the local review body considers the most helpful. The report sets out the procedures to follow in determining a review. Some of the key procedures to note are as follows. The local review body has previously decided that the site visit is an integral component of the review, and as such, only those members attending the site visit would thereafter be able to participate in the consideration of the review. The site visits are usually taking place on the Monday afternoon prior to the meeting. The second point is that the reviews are determined by either written submissions or by way of a hearing. A hearing is held if requested by the applicant and would include oral representations being made by the applicant, interested parties, and an officer from the planning team. you'll find that the majority of reviews are determined by way of written submissions, which is based on the paperwork provided. Legislation requires decisions on planning applications to be made in accordance with the development plan unless material considerations indicate otherwise. The relevant development plan policies are referenced in the planning officer's report of handling, which is included in the agenda papers for each of the cases before you. It's usually identified as Appendix C. The local review body can consider other development plan policies if they wish to do so. And the material considerations are issues that arise, which also can be considered, but I've referenced and explained that in paragraphs 3.25 to 3.29 in the report and given some examples of what could be considered as material considerations. The fourth point is that the local review body can agree to amend a scheme. However, any such amendments shall not be of a significant scale to change the overall description or form of the development. And again, I've given a couple of examples in the paperwork. Interested parties who made comment on the planning application are notified of the review and do have the opportunity to make additional comment if they wish to do so. And finally, the local review body needs to state a reason for the final decision it makes. However, just for information, as the planning advisor, I will help with the phraseology when drafting the decision notice. As the planning advisor, I will assist with planning and procedural advice. The procedures are a product of the relevant legislation and regulations which govern the determination of reviews. It's also a reflection of best practice and decisions previously taken by the local review body. If, however, issues arise over the coming months that need further clarification, it's within the scope of a local review body to amend these procedures if they wish to do so. Chair, it's just recommended that the local review body agrees the administrative and procedural arrangements set out in the report and that a copy of those arrangements are made publicly available on the Council's website.
Right, thanks very much indeed. Can it be agreed that we accept these procedural arrangements and that if members feel there's a need to change them as we get into the system, by all means, come back. We'll bring it back on the table and we can, as the officer said, we have a discussion about changes if it's felt it makes it more appropriate. So we can we agree the procedural arrangements and put a copy on the Council's website so that all interested parties know exactly what they're expected of them. Is that agreed? OK, right, thanks very much. Apologies to Michael. I better go back and do the verbal overview of what every committee seems to do these days is have an overview of what we do. Thanks.
I think Peter actually stole most of my thunder there because I was just about to say what he just said, Chair. Really, just to confirm to you, the local review body comprises 10 elected members, virtually appointed by the Council. You've just elected your chairman. Your responsibilities are to conduct reviews in accordance with the Planning Scotland Act 2006. And Peter's probably explained that a heck of a lot better than I could have. We normally meet in a six-weekly cycle. The meetings are currently audio cast, with exception of hearings, which are not. And obviously, as with most of all of our committees, the minutes from today's meeting, we'll come back to your next meeting for approval or otherwise, and we'll go to the Council in due course for noting and consideration of any recommendations which you might have to make. Obviously, happy to take any questions if any members have any on the procedural arrangements.
Thanks very much. I don't think anybody has any questions. I've probably heard the the performance before, which brings us on to decision notices 5.4. Now, you're going to explain that? Right, OK. 5.4.
Yeah, Chair, thank you for that. In terms of 5.4, 5.5, 5.6 and 5.7, these are a copy of decision notices, which were decisions made at the last local review body meeting. We always put the decisions that were made at the previous meeting up on the agenda for members to note. Normally it's just a case that members do note them, but I'm just making the point, I suppose, here it's just to show you what the final decision actually looks like. When you make a judgment today, I go away and write it up, make reference to the relevant drawings, development plan, and the phraseology that members have approved or refused the scheme on. So that's just what it ends up looking like, effectively.
Okay, can we take them on block, just as noted, yep, on the basis that it was done by a review body prior to... Right, that then brings us on to 5.8, which was the subject of a site visit. It's 31 Broomhill Avenue, Pennycook. Peter, do you want to introduce it, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of an extension at 31 Broomhill Avenue, Pennycook. The proposed extension measures 8 metres wide by 6 metres deep, with accommodation at ground floor and at first floor level. The proposed materials are render walling and slate roof tiles. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 30th of March 2017. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out its site visit yesterday, the 12th of June 2017. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions, and following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Thanks very much. Members, you were all there yesterday. Questions, comments? Councillor Montgomery?
Not so much comments here, just really more questions. As a local member, I really don't have any objections to this at all. There's no objections from any of the immediate neighbours or any neighbours from even further afield. If you look at the height of it, the hotel across the road from it is far more, well, not obtrusive, because the hotel's obviously, it's the building's there and it's a good hotel, and it's due to open in September, I believe, and it's far higher than the buildings that's there. There's three-storey council houses within about 50 metres of this extension, which is, again, really quite high, and it's not overlooking any other properties. And if you look at two buildings up, the roof extension that's there, or the loft extension, is far more obtrusive, although something I don't think I would have objected to either, to be honest with you. So honestly, I don't have any issues with this, and as I say, as a local member, I'd be quite happy to see the permission being granted.
Anybody else got any comments?
Thank you, Chair. Just from what we've seen on the day yesterday, I note that planning obviously had concerns about the shape of the roof, but we noted that, you know, when you look around the property, it's very hard to actually see that roof shape from any kind of angle. So, yeah, I've also not got any issues with it.
I'm getting a feeling, unless there's anybody else otherwise minded, that you're prepared to overturn the planning recommendation and grant planning permission for the extension. Is that acceptable? Okay, thank you very much. And...
Chair. In terms of the paperwork, on page 32 and over to page 33, there are some without prejudice planning conditions which we've put forward, just in case the local review body is minded to support the scheme. The first condition is about tying the materials of the proposed extension into the existing house. It all ties in. It's quite a standard condition you'll come across in terms of development. And the other conditions relate to making sure that those windows that were overfacing the neighbour are obscurely glazed so that you have that degree of protection. So they're there, Chair, if you want to use them. So.
Members quite happy to go with these conditions? Not acceptable? Okay, thank you very much indeed. That takes us on to 5.9, which is the Rose Hill, which is 27 Park Road, Dalkeith. Again, Peter, for introduction.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of an extension to a building and alterations to a wall at Rose Hill, 27 Park Road, Dalkeith. The proposed single-storey extension measures 4.6 metres wide by 5.4 metres deep and will provide additional storage space. The proposed materials are stone walling and slate roof tiles. The proposed extension has a flat roof with hip detailing. It is also proposed to remove a small section of the boundary wall. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 13th of April 2017. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out a site visit yesterday, 12th of June, and again, the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following today's decision, a decision notice will be issued through the Chair and made available on the case file.
Okay, again, thank you, Peter, for that. Again, open to members, whatever they think. I mean, I have to say, if we want to start off the discussion, I wish we had got hold of the planner that gave the first extension to the thing, because if you looked at the buildings, there's a various number of outbuildings that have been agreed and gone through over the years. And to be perfectly honest, personal opinion, I don't think that this small extension makes a very much of a difference at all. But I mean, that's just my interpretation of having seen all the different types of roofs that were there on some of the extensions yesterday, and the roof that they're asking to put on this particular one replicates some of the, or at least two of the roof extensions that were on the building anyway. Councillor Cassidy.
I'd echo those remarks as well, Chair. I think that it's very unobtrusive, the proposed extension, and I think it's just going to blend in nicely with the rest of the roofs, because it's, as you say, a hodgepodge of roofs. Thank you.
Is there anybody else feeling any other way? Any more contributions? Okay, quite happy to let that go through. Grant planning permission. Overturn the officer's report. Okay? Right, thanks very much for your attendance.